le poesie sopra.
Human Ecos.
Hello, this is the first episode of
Human Ecos.
And we are
Fargo
and Moju. And we open in this way the podcast. It's the first time, but do we know what we want to talk about?
Yeah, of course. We're going to talk about people's story.
Yeah, but the people will tell us stories. And we need to remember where we are. I mean, we are on UR Podcast, which is the podcast of
of Unigen Radio from University of Genoa.
In Italy. And this is, I mean, it's Genoa. So everyone knows that Genoa is an arbor. But in this case, this is the arbor of your voice. I mean, it's true that we are talking, so it's our voice too. But we need to remember that we will invite a lot of people. So, do we know what the Human Ecos is?
Yes, it's actually story of, as I said, a story of people which they want to talk about something we don't know, and they want to share their and open their chest, actually.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. And we want that people are able to tell their stories. But we want people also to listen. I mean, this time, for these two first episodes, we will talk without guests. But starting from the third episode, we will have guests. And then we will stay silent. Mm-hmm. Which seems very strange for someone. Okay, it's weird when I say that I stay silent. You need to know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But we will stay silent, but we will listen to other people. You know which is the best way, in my opinion, to listen to the story of someone?
Tell me.
With closed eyes.
Oh.
You know why?
Yeah, because it's more clear. It's more, I mean, people are, when they close their eyes, I mean, it's more pure, actually.
Yeah, and you can create inside your mind the story the people are telling about.
Yes, you imagine that time, moment, your future, your past, your present time. Everything is better with closed eyes.
Yeah, nearly everything. Because, I mean, there are good things to see as well. But the true story is that if you're watching, your eyes are becoming the main sense. But when you are closing your eyes, then what happens is that you can really perceive better. You sharpen your other senses. And then in this case, if we listen to the story of someone, we don't need to see. I mean, we need to see with the eyes which are inside of us, not the external one. I know, this looks more like mystic story. But remember that when you're in the darkness, for example, and if you need to, I don't know, open the door.
Yeah.
If you close your eyes, everything comes easier.
And you know, Paolo, I sometimes actually try to understand blind people. I think they're living another world. Which is really interesting for me because they listen so carefully and their emotions are more powerful than us. Because watching, it's look like something that it's lie, which is not real. I mean, but listening, by listening, everything is like true. I mean, I don't want to make it like a poem or something, but believe me, I sometimes try to close my eyes even when I'm listening to some emotional music. I understand them so much better. I focus on that note, on that every details of that music, because I don't know, when I'm opening my eyes and listening to music, it's look like, okay, what is that thing happening there? What happened to my friend? And you cannot focus, which I really appreciate this thing, because with closing your eyes and even just listening, I can feel better. Everything, even tasting a food. When you're enjoying your food, and that moment you're closing your eyes and your tongue getting stronger. And I like that.
Yeah, we can make many examples about this because also, you know, your fingers can get more sensitive in this way. But before to say that, let's say that why did we call this podcast Human Ecos?
You tell me first. I just went and grab your idea.
That's smart. That's smart. This guy is very smart. Okay, Fargo. So, in some way, history is made of ecos of people. But at the same time, our actions are the ecos of what we are or what we did in the past. So, ecos are sometimes perceived as waves. At the same time, waves is the wave of sound, the wave of radio, the wave you know, of light. And then everything is an eco. Even, you know, the image I have of you when I look at you is an eco of the light bounced on your surface.
Exactly.
So even the ecos we want to record now, it's something connected to that. And that's why we would like to start in which way?
Yeah. We would like to actually start by offering people a place where to tell their story and their dreams and their wishes, and this is gonna happen. I mean, I believe on that.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is to invite people with stories.
Yeah, and their own stories, how they reach, what they have to become and they dream they want to become. And can you tell me, we have a problem actually here. What about the language?
Okay, the language is not a problem, because I mean, this language we are using is not our own language. I mean, what is your original language?
I speak Persian actually.
From and
Iran.
I speak Italian.
Oh.
And you know, probably someone already noticed that I'm not, you know, a native speaker of English. I beg pardon to all people knowing English much better than I do, than 100% of population. But English is the language that we want to use to communicate to people.
Yes.
So to open to the widest audience our podcast.
As we're doing it right now.
Yes. And so we can consider this this podcast, a bilingual podcast, where we will use as a main language English, and then every guest will come with his or her own language.
Interesting. Okay? I like that.
So we can mix things. So I can start, for example, to switch into Italian, parlare con te in italiano, così ti faccio sentire il suono della mia lingua. But you could also as well.
چقدر زیبا صحبت کردین شما آقای پاولو. It was perfect actually.
Exact. I don't know what you said, but I think you said the same thing I said. So fine. And okay, we should start with an example. I mean, we have a limited time because we fixed the time. And we will talk about ourselves during all episodes, because finally we will be the speakers of this podcast. But what do you want to talk about? I think we can start telling your story. Do you agree?
I like that. I mean, when someone say this question, tell me your story, and let me ask you something. You told me I'm a wise person.
He's wise because I asked about his life and now he's asking me things. Good. Okay. This tells me a lot about you anyway, but please start.
If your life is a movie till now, what is the title of your movie? Everyone keep asking this question from me, and I have never ever able to answer this question, because I only want to steal some other movie's name, and I don't know what happened to my life. If I want to choose a name that everyone come to the cinema and watch my movie, what is it? What it should be? I mean, what's your own movie?
Don't come.
Could you please open it?
No, I mean, if you really want to go to the cinema, don't come to watch the movie about my life.
It's actually interesting because it attracts people to come. If you, it's like the example that said that, okay, Paolo, please don't think about the elephant. What do you think right now? Elephant.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Believe me, everyone comes to your movie.
Yeah, so what will be the title of your own movie?
Oh my god, I stare off that
question. You wanted the first question, so you know, you have it.
I cannot run away from that. My story, I don't know. It's really hard. Sometimes I when I talk to my friends and some of my people who I love so much, when I'm speechless, when I have nothing to say, I just put three dots, which I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do. And most of the time of my life, I look like that. I'm just...
So you want to have as a title of your movie...
Three dots.
Three dots.
Yeah.
Okay. No, not bad. Not bad. But what will be part of this story? I mean, who is Fargo?
Who is Fargo?
Or who Fargo would like to be? Because, I mean, both things are real.
You know, when I start to flashback and look at my life, the most glorious part of my life is the time that I migrated here. When I started to change my life and saying goodbye to all of my last habits and start a new chapter, which was really crazy. It's really hard to say goodbye to all of your friends, your family, and everyone you love, and going somewhere that you have never ever seen before, and I don't know, say hello in other language, in a language you don't know, and the streets, the, I don't know, signs, the people, it's really scary for me. It was really scary for me. And it was a, we actually, Paulo, we have a sad history in my country, which is really that deep, and I love it, and I always love the culture of my country, but it's sad. I mean, these days, especially, I think everyone knows about it, but that moment, everything was really disaster, and I decided, okay, Farshad, it's time to go, it's time to say goodbye to everything, because there is no smiling, there is no laughing, there is no interesting thing that you want to dream, you want to think about it. And when I was observing my cell phone, I was watching TV, and everyone was laughing in foreign countries, like even in Italy, in America, everywhere, except my country. And I was like that, okay, I'm not a tree. I'm not a tree. I'm not supposed to stay here. I can grab my everything, my leaves and everything, and I can go to another country and start my life from scratch. And I talked to my families, and they actually encouraged me. Okay, yes, perfect, do it. I mean, it's better than doing nothing in here. I mean, my parents coming to home and watching me, I mean, pointless. I mean, I was useless. I was doing nothing, just standing somewhere and just looking at my phone, and there were no job outside. I was looking for a job everywhere, and I was like, okay, this is not gonna happen here. So I start the really, really hard procedure, and it was really hard. I said, okay, give up. I don't want this anymore. But it just goes well, and I'm here right now. And in these 2 years I'm here, it was really interesting, and it's really hard for me to think before my migration. I think the most interesting part of my story, which I'm gonna tell to my child, it's the time that I started to make a big decision in my life. I started to stand up from my bed and looking at the mirror and say, Farshad, it's really hard, it's really difficult, but you can do this, and please believe on it, because if it's even don't work, if it disappointed you, it's at least your decision. You have to believe it, you have to like it. And
so you had to be very brave to do that.
Yes, of course, very, very brave.
But I think that, you know, if you're brave, then you try to put yourself in the game, to jump into the risk also, to make a choice. And then you play everything you can. Then maybe one day you can go back and then follow back your path and say, I did it. And now I can help others to find themselves.
Yeah, but...
Do you dream to go back to your country once everything will be open for you.
Yeah, every night, especially these 4 or 5 months. And I have a dream. And
so would you like to send a message in your language to people? Just saying, I don't know, whatever you want. Then you will translate for us. But
I really like to say a poem.
Okay.
And I love it and I believe on it. I first say it in Persian, then I translate it.
Fine, excellent.
تیره تر هرچه شد اوزا برو خوشدل باش که ز شب هرچه سرایت به سحر نزدیک است. Unfortunately, I do not remember the poet, but it says that if everything's getting darker day by day and everything getting more, you know, hard, don't worry because it's look like the night. If it's getting darker, it's a good thing because you're closing to the morning, to the sunshine. And it's going to be, I mean, you pass it. And it's like these days of my country. It's the darkest moment of my life and every Iranian people, which if it's dark, but at least we have a big hope, which we didn't have before. It was not that much dark, I mean, 1 or 2 years ago, but these days it's getting harder, but we have hope. And the last thing I really want to say, and I understood it in my life, is that nothing actually is not free in the world. If you grab or catch something, you have to give away something else. And we actually sacrifice so many things of our own life in Iran, my people, my country, and even ourselves who we migrated here, me and other my friends. We said goodbye to our country, to our people, to our parents. At least we have some opportunities here. We know that it's interesting, but I believe that someday, I'm sure, I promise you, everything's getting better and we can be more happier, I mean, in our own country at least. And I hope we can start a new episode and talking about that thing. We did it. I mean, we found our freedom and we celebrated here.
There will be one day when we'll talk about this. I'm sure of it. So, I mean, we will listen more stories about you because anyway, you know, this is our space and we will invite people. We'll have our guests.
Sure.
But then we will talk about ourselves little by little by little every time we have someone coming with us. So far, because this time you were the guest, the speaker and the guest at the same time, I can just tell you thank you, Farsha. Thank you, Fargo,
because this
will be your name as a speaker.
Yeah,
so remember about this guy, because he's going to get something in life. And just remember what we are. So you're listening to Human Ecos on Radio Unija. And where can they find this episode and all the others that we will record? Because this is the first one.
Yes. And to comment or write to us, please, radio@unija.it, Human Ecos, in the subject. And to participate, actually.
Yeah, then they can do the same. So they can write an email to radio@unija.it and just putting Human Ecos in the subject and then writing, I am myself and I'd like to participate because I think I have a story to talk about.
Yeah, good.
Okay? Remember, this is Radio Unija. So are you or you are, if you want, okay? So this is your podcast, Human Ecos. It's our broadcasting program. And you can find these and all the other episodes on radio.unije.it. See you next time to the next episode.
Oh, perfect. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Human.